there you go, sweetie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. How are y'all doing? I see there's a couple of kids here with us today who just got back from quite a vacation. Isn't that right, Isabel? Yeah? How's Disney World? Good. Yeah, you know what? Disney World's more than good. It's pretty much... Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. It's fabulous, isn't it? Did you have a good time? Yeah, that's how it goes. Oh, you're going to put that in there too? I was going to say, that's how it goes. You know what, sweetie? Oh, that might be a note, though. It's just purple paper. Thank you. Yeah, you know, Disney World's great, isn't it? Yeah, I love going there. You know, I've been there several times, and even for adults, it's a lot of fun. So I hope you guys had a great time on your vacation. It was a surprise for you, too, wasn't it? Were you surprised? Yeah, good. Good for you. Yeah, I got a question for you. And this is a question, I'll just go ahead and ask it. How many of you have ever been caught telling a lie? You don't need to tell me what the lie was. If it's a lie, I might not believe you anyway, right? You've been caught telling a lie? You know what? Watch this. Put your eyes out there. Watch this. How many of you people ever got caught telling a lie? You're in good company. You kids are in good company. The only person that didn't get caught telling a lie is the one behind the organ back there. I didn't see her hand go up. Did you raise your hand? There it is. Yeah. She's hiding back there. It must have been a humdinger. Yeah. You know what? We all get caught telling a lie, don't we? There's from time to time we just don't tell the truth. And usually, I can't speak for y'all, but usually when I would get caught telling a lie, it was so I didn't get in trouble, but my brother or sisters did. Okay? And my mom is sitting right there, so she knows what I'm talking about. You know, every now and then, who did this? Well, it wasn't me. It must have been Jim. It had to be Carol or Kathy. It wasn't me. You know, when I knew full well that I was the one who did it, you know. You know what? When we tell lies about other people, we hurt God's feelings. We break God's heart. God does not want us to tell lies about other people. He doesn't want us to spread false accusations around. He doesn't want us to tell stories that aren't true, especially when it hurts other people. Okay? Today we're going to look at what we call the eighth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Basically what that means is don't tell lies about people. You know, if you do something wrong and you try to cover it up with a lie, it's just going to make it worse later on, isn't it? I don't know about you guys, but it made it worse for me later on when I get caught. Still does. You know, people of all ages tell lies. And it doesn't do us any good. Instead, we should tell the truth, right? Even if we do something wrong, we should tell the truth. And if we do something wrong and we tell the truth about it, you know what the next thing we should do? Ask for forgiveness. Ask the person we hurt, ask them for forgiveness. Chances are, they'll forgive you, and you're going to feel a whole lot better about yourself, okay? And you know what else? When you receive that forgiveness, you're going to feel a whole lot better about that relationship you have with that person you told a lie about, okay? So this week, as we go through day to day, I want you to pay attention to the things that you say about people and always try to tell the truth about people, okay? Even when it's difficult, try to tell the truth, especially if it's going to be something about you and you're trying to blame somebody else, okay? Take responsibility for those things. Can you do that? I think you can. And I'll tell you what, I know you can if we ask for God's help, because we can do these things as God helps us do these. So let's pray and let's ask God to help us this week, all right? Let's pray. And gracious Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks that you will offer your help in times of trouble. And we know that sometimes we say things that aren't true. And sometimes those things hurt other people. Help us to always tell the truth, Lord. And in those times when we do hurt others, help us to ask for forgiveness so that we can enjoy our friendships and our relationships with them, and especially enjoy our relationship with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week. Oh, the box, the box. Hand me the box, hand me the box. Just dump them everywhere, then we'll pick one up. There we go. Let's see here. You know what? We have a little girl over here that's been asking all, you know, this morning, what's the kind of things we do at children's sermon? I want to mix them up for you, okay? Not that they're in any particular order anyway. Will you reach in and grab one? All right, get your hand out there. Will you reach in and grab one? And you know what this is, right? This is the song we're going to sing next week during the offering. And you know what? This is a good one. And I want to hear the whole congregation sing this one next week, okay? Because this is a favorite from so many people. Next week for our anthem, we're going to sing The Old Rugged Cross.